Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey stepping in for Peter this morning with the morning interview. Andrea Thomas from Search is with us. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Rob.
Andrea, you have a new title. We've been calling you the wrong thing all morning. You are the Patient Health Benefits Manager.
I know, it sounds so official.
Yeah, and this is your prime time, right? It's open enrollment season for the Affordable Care Act,
That's right. And Rob, we only have 1 week left. So open enrollment for the health insurance marketplace ends December 15th. So for people that have no insurance, this is the time to look at it. This is your last week to get insurance that starts January 1st. So, you know, a lot of people think maybe the health insurance marketplace is going away. There's been maybe less news about it, but it's not. It's still here, it's still available, and it still assists a lot of people.
Yeah, it has been really political. The Affordable Care Act has been sort of the focal point for a lot of political football, I guess. But but it's here. It was there was an attempt to repeal it, but it failed, due in large part to Alaska's congressional delegation, or our Senator Murkowski.
Right.
So it's here, and a lot of people are saying it's probably going to be here to stay. You just have to sort of go. You have to kind of go a little bit. Be a little bit more proactive personally to find people like you and get enrolled, right? But the resources are still there.
The resources are still here. You know, it is true that there's less news about it because the administration cut the money for the Navigator grants that help people in half. But we are here. We're actually not funded by that. And so we're here. Search is available. We serve the whole region. And we can help people navigate. This is a free service. So I think it's important for people to understand that there still is the health insurance marketplace is the only place where you can get assistance covering your health insurance. So how it works is that you put in your information. It's all based on your age, income, family size, and where you live.
And is this still online, healthcare.gov?
This is still online. It's healthcare.gov. That's the official website. There's a lot of fake ones out there, but it's the .gov that gives you the official one. And on that, you can actually type in see plans and prices, and you can put in your zip code, your age, your income, and it will give you what the assistance you'll get. That's the first number that comes up, and that's what helps you. The federal government pays that directly to the insurance company to help you have a cheaper health plan, because Alaska has one of the highest healthcare costs in the nation. So it's, you know, it's crazy. That's why we have the Affordable Care Act, to try to reduce these costs. So, you know, if you go in there and you see plans and prices, then you can get an idea about what of the five plans might be available to you. I did that this morning. I did a hypothetical person. I had Jack. He's age 23. He makes about $26,000. I put his information in, and he would get an estimated assistance of $458. That goes directly for his premium. And what he would have to pay, well, that depends on which plan he picks. So there's five plans. He could pay a dollar all the way up to $120, depending on which plan he picks.
Per month.
Per month. So a dollar is pretty darn affordable.
Yeah.
And I think people don't realize that, wow, it could be even that low. And it can be that low. So if somebody makes between $20,948
and
a little over $60,000, you know, you're a single person, you'll be able to get this premium tax credit. Now, if you make below $20,000, you're going to be eligible for Denali Care or Medicaid, which is excellent coverage through the state of Alaska. So when you put things on the marketplace, you actually can be assessed for Medicaid and the marketplace at the same time. If you're eligible for Medicaid, they send you directly to Medicaid. They determine you eligible, and then you get your cards and all of that a lot quicker than doing a paper application.
Mm. I was going to ask you about that. What if I'm not computer savvy, or what if I don't have a computer? How do I access the marketplace?
Right, great question. So you can come in and see us. I have three staff that besides myself that are assisting people. We have two over at the Community Health Service building and one actually at the hospital. And we have a new hire, Maria Gonzalez, who actually speaks Spanish. So those of you who are Spanish speaking, you can have somebody speak Spanish. So you can come in and get assistance, which is actually really great to get local assistance. And the reason why is because we can explain all the plans. You know, our role is to share information so that you make the best choice for yourself. You can also call the Health Insurance Marketplace, and they're 24/7. So that's 1-800-318-2596. That number is a 24/7. So if you want to call at midnight and try to explore your options and sign up for health coverage, you can do that.
And is that kind of a menu and button thing?
No, it's a national, so somebody actually answers the
phone.
Oh,
wow, okay.
Right? I mean, you might get some choices at first, but really, you stay on the line and you will get a real person and they'll walk you through it. The nice thing about going locally is that we can explain the Alaska plans, mm-hmm. and the people on the national level, they're just going to give you the bare minimum because there's no way they can know all the plans in the nation,
right,
in more detail. So people do have options. If you're computer savvy, you can do it on healthcare.gov. If you want to call at midnight, you can call, you know, the toll-free line that from the Health Insurance Marketplace, or you can come in, and we work from 8 to 5, and we're actually open on Saturday. We will be open on the last day.
December 15th.
December 15th. Yeah, Maria Gonzalez at 966-8405 is going to be working that day. And we can help people on a Saturday. I know last minute, but...
Yeah, is there a rush for this? Do people sort of realize that if we don't do it now, then we got to wait a whole year?
Yes, right. Because this coverage, if you don't sign up for health insurance now, which would start January 1st, you can't sign up at other times of the year unless you have some sort of special enrollment. So say, for example, you're 25 and you turn 26 and get off your parents' coverage. That gives you a 60-day window of special enrollment. The same thing if you just get immigration status mid-year or you just move into the state, have a baby.
Yeah, what if you lost your job?
If that's a great example. Anytime you lose insurance, either from your job or, you know, you lose Medicaid because you become over income, these all are special enrollments. You have 60-day window. And you want to do it before the last day of your insurance so there's no gap in coverage. So we help people all the time with special enrollment. But, you know, if you don't meet any of those special enrollments, if you're just uninsured right now and you just don't know whether or not you want to have it or just seem very affordable, I really encourage you to give us a call. You can call me at 966-8883 and set up a time to talk. Typically, we set up appointments for about an hour, but sometimes they are for much less.
Right.
Right. And so basically, people need to bring their income information and, you know, proof of income information. And we just sit down, have a discussion, see what your concerns are or what your needs are. And then we put your information, set up an account on the Health Insurance Marketplace, and then go through all the plans and see what works best. And again, people can pick a more catastrophic plan, so it could be really cheap. But all these plans pay 100% for prevention. So mm-hmm. for people that never go into the doctor and really just go for an annual exam, or they might go in for immunization, prevention pays for one form of birth control, yearly exam for women. It pays for mammogram. It pays for cancer screening, flu shots, different immunizations. So these are all covered 100%. So if you never go in and you just want that, you know, you could get a catastrophic plan. And then if something big happens, you have a cap of what you're going to pay for out of your pocket. You know, some people can... Yeah, a medevac could be $90,000, right? And insurance covers medevacs and a number of other things. Of course, a lot of other things, too.
Okay.
So I think it's really great to people explore their options. I think most people want to get insurance, but it's very confusing, and it seems like it would be unaffordable. But you don't know until you look into it a little bit, and we can help with that.
And then in our last minute here, Andrea, there are people who do find that, like, they're self-employed and they make over the $60,000 cap for subsidy, and they do find that they have, you know, whopping premiums.
Right.
Which there are options for
them,
too.
There are options, yes. And so what I've been seeing is a lot of people that are self-employed, not offered insurance from their employer, and doing really well. They would have to pay these huge premiums. So I really encourage people to look at these healthcare sharing ministries. There's a number of people in town and actually throughout Alaska who have decided to go to these healthcare sharing ministries. It's not insurance, but it is absolutely better than nothing.
It's a pooling of funds.
It's a pooling of funds, and you don't. There are different types of these Christian health share ministries, and you don't have to be a Christian to be a part of them. So, a lot of people. There's a number of them, and a number of people have talked to me about Liberty Share, and so I really encourage people to look into it. I have a great article that I could give people a link to that does an excellent job explaining. It's by a financial advisor, and it does an excellent job explaining how these work and information about that. So I'd be happy to share that information. And you know, ask around among your neighbors if they're involved with the healthcare sharing ministry, because it definitely is better than nothing.
And I had never heard about it till you walked in here this morning, that there are organizations that are responding to the fact that there are gaps in affordability in healthcare still, and people are adapting. I mean, that's kind of the way, you know. One encouraging thing about our system is that people will sometimes find a way to fill in the gaps through other other alternatives. So again, Andrea, somebody listening right now, they should know that there's 1 week left to enroll.
That's right.
For insurance under the Affordable Care Act. The quickest way to do it is to go to healthcare.gov and just enter your hypothetical, or enter your real numbers.
Well, you can just check it out. You can see plans and prices.
Yeah.
Then if you want assistance, you can. I'm just encouraging people to go locally, so you have individualized assistance, and you can call 966-8883. If you're really a person that works odd hours and you're a night owl, and you can call the toll-free 24/7 line at 1-800-318-2596. That's from healthcare.gov. And those of you that are really computer savvy and want to do it yourself, there's the healthcare.gov.
All right. So lots of options. And I will publish all these numbers on our website, kcaw.org, under the morning interview. Andrea Thomas, thanks for coming in, and get some rest. I know it's a busy week
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rob.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.